Sometimes in homily preparation, there's definitely one theme that comes through an entire gospel. But maybe something else strikes me in my prayer, something that's maybe a little bit off the beaten path or a little bit less directly related to the reading itself. Today in our gospel, the main theme is repent. We are called to repent. All of us are sinners, and all of us are therefore in need of the grace and mercy of God. But the thing that really struck me when I was praying with the gospel this weekend or this week was actually the first line of our gospel. Just this little anecdote that some people came to share with Jesus. They come and share with Jesus or ask him about those Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Those Galileans whose blood Pontius Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. That struck me. Our lives are often marked by sacrifice. Sacrifice plays a big part in our lives. Perhaps a husband and wife have maybe lost a little bit of the romantic sort of spark that they had early on in their relationship. And so one or the other of them has to sacrifice for the good of the other. Or a husband and wife having kids of their own might have a child who's sick or just having a nightmare. And so one of you, mom or dad, has to go and sleep on the floor next to their bed or spend some extra time with them to comfort them. Those of you having older parents yourself know the sacrifice that it is to ensure that they're well taken care of, whether that's in a home or in your own home, to make sure that they have what they need. And kids here, you know the sacrifices that it takes to be an athlete or to study hard and to do well in school. And in the midst of all that, to sacrifice some time to come to religious education here, to be prepared yourself and fed in your spiritual life. Sacrifice plays a central role in our lives. Jesus heard in this story about some people who were essentially killed, that had their blood mingled with that of their temple sacrifices. There were many of these sacrifices in the old law. The blood of bulls and goats, first fruit offerings, sacrifices, burnt offerings to the Lord. There's a way in which this offering to God is something that just primordially, like from the beginning of humanity, ever since we've known we were fallen, we try to make a sort of return to the Lord. But we know that those sacrifices offered, they could not save. No matter how many bulls or goats were slaughtered, they could not reconcile us to the Father. And so when Jesus heard about these people whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices, I can't help but think if he thought about maybe what was coming soon in his own life. Pontius Pilate was the leader. Pontius Pilate was the one who would ultimately condemn Jesus to death. But Jesus' blood wasn't just mixed with the sacrifices of the old law. Jesus' blood overtook that blood because Christ, being God and man, in making his sacrifice, he was able to reconcile us to the Father. His sacrifice was effective. It made a difference. And so, how do we enter into that sacrifice? Well, it's here at the Holy Mass. Throughout the season of Lent, Father Tom and I have been trying to speak a little bit more about the Mass and about our reception of Jesus in the Eucharist. I shared 2 weeks ago about those three important things that we do to prepare for each Mass: to frequent the Sacrament of Reconciliation, to observe the one-hour fast, to not eat for 1 hour before receiving Holy Communion, and finally to spend some time in quiet prayer, quiet preparation before beginning the Mass, before entering in. Father Thomas spoke last week about how the Mass ultimately glorifies God. And he gave a little bit of sort of a history of how we as a parish have grown in our ability to pray well in this Holy Mass. Today, I just want to briefly touch on how the Mass is a sacrifice. That each and every time we come here to the Mass, each Sunday and each day, if you're able, we don't just stay here. In an amazing way, we're transported through time and space. We get to be time travelers. We're transported to Calvary. We're transported to the foot of the cross. That's why we put a massive crucifix in the middle of our sanctuary to remind us of the reality that we're entering into here. And so we use sacrificial language, ritual language. I say, you can't miss it once you recognize it. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. The priest says the words of Jesus, "This is my body given for you, sacrificed for you. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which will be poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins." And then the amazing thing is, our blood too is mingled with this sacrifice. The blood of those Galileans was mingled with the blood of their sacrifices of bulls and goats. It couldn't save. But the blood that we shed, the blood of our own sacrifices, the difficulties we go through, the things that I described earlier, when we bring those to the Mass, we unite them to Christ's blood shed for us. We unite our sacrifices to Jesus' saving sacrifice. Every time we receive Holy Communion. And when we do so, our sacrifices join in his saving work. And so the things that we endure, the things that we suffer, the sacrifices that we make, they have an impact. They're not for nothing. Because united to Christ, they work for the good of all, the salvation of the world, ultimately the glorification of God as well. And so that's why we spend so much time talking about these things and trying to enter more deeply into them. And so I pray that each one of you at this time, and as we continue through Lent, might notice the great value of your own suffering, and especially the value of that suffering mixed with the blood of Christ. We have two people here today who get to do that for the very first time, Juan and Hector, who will be receiving their first communion today at Mass. They'll come forward first and be able to actually receive both species, both the precious body and from the chalice, receive the precious blood in that form as well. What a great gift that you get to enter into. All the things that you've taken on in your own life, the preparations you've made, the sacrifices you've made to come to this day, to now be able to unite it to Jesus here in this most holy sacrifice. A gift and a prayer that all of us too might receive today as if it were our first time receiving Jesus' body and blood, soul and divinity. That's my prayer for all of you, a prayer for that grace, to know the gift of the sacrifice Christ made, a sacrifice which truly reconciles us to the Father.